most dramatic happenings in the sky these days are not unfolding at night. It's in the day. And it affects all of us big time. Many assume that the long-awaited transition to warmer weather is due to the days growing longer. That's partially true, but the biggest factor in our transition to spring is the height of the sun. Never stare at the sun, of course, but many of us take quick, squinting glances to see how high up it is at noon. 2 months ago, it was pretty darn low, but check it out now. It's dramatically higher. The next 2 months bring the year's most rapid change in solar elevation. To use real numbers, a couple of hours from now, at noon today, the noonday sun is 40 degrees high. But next weekend, it's almost 43 degrees high. That's 5 sun widths higher up in just 1 week. On March 21st, the first full day of spring, it's 51 degrees high, or 20 sun diameters higher than it is right now. The practical effect of this is to make the solar rays noticeably more intense. Where I am at this moment, in central Alaska, leading a Northern Lights tour, the midday sun was just 1 degree above the horizon 2 months ago, and the changes are dramatically altering everyone's life. A quick demonstration of sun angle involves aiming a flashlight at a white surface. If you point the beam straight onto a wall, it shines at its brightest. But aimed at an angle, the light is dimmer. If you make the angle very pronounced by holding the flashlight flat against the wall, the light intensity is greatly diluted. Same with the sun. We've been living with diluted sunshine since late October. But the next 8 weeks sees the year's greatest solar intensity alteration. Those with solar panels will see the change too, in the numbers displayed on the electric meter. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.